You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're going to play some Harper Finn now because he's just walked into the studio. This is his new single, Conversations with the Moon. We'll be chatting to him in just a couple of minutes.
I can pretend to be the friend, go along with your trend, making moves in the dark. But tonight, no one can deny her getting through this crowd like wildfire. Ooh, she cleared a path for me. I bet you know. I bet you know who I am. 'Cause you know who's howling out for you. And you know it's conversations with the moon. And you know who's howling out for you. And you know it's conversations with the moon.
This is the sound of Harper Finn, Conversations with the Moon. Kia ora, Harper, how are you?
I'm very good morning.
It's nice to have you up in the studio today. This is your brand new single.
Yes.
How's it feel to have it out in the world?
It feels fantastic. As I was just saying to you before, it's, you know, I've had the song for a while sort of on the back burner, so to have it out is kind of, you know, it's almost cathartic to finally get some response from it, because when you live with a song, you know, and it's just for you, you can sort of, you can kind of lose, it loses its magic, so it's regained that again.
You lose a bit of perspective on it. It's nice when people tell you, you know, what they think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, cool.
You did your stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
You've been releasing a little bit of music and bits and pieces over the last few months.
Yeah.
Gearing up towards an album?
There's no like album per se. It's more just like writing lots of songs, I guess, because I'm, you know, quite new on the scene. It's sort of one of those things where it's more just sort of trying to find songs that can help people figure out what I'm about and what I sound like, I guess, you know. I'm obviously want to do an album at some point, you know, but it's more just songs, I guess.
So music has obviously always been a big part of your life. Have you always been writing, or is writing quite a new thing for you?
I mean I was in a band a couple of years ago, so I guess it was, you know, doing a lot of touring, writing with a lot of other musicians. This whole kind of solo thing, me writing songs for myself, is fairly new. Probably over the last 3 or 4 years was sort of where I really, you know, kind of honed that.
So
I've always done music in some capacity, but the whole solo thing is fairly new.
It's quite different in the sense that you sort of have to front it all on your own. When you've got a band, you've got your people around you as well. Have you found that a little bit scary, putting things out, just being like, this one's me, you know?
Absolutely. I played a show earlier this year, and it's like, until you're up on stage, you don't realize, like, oh my god, this is me 100%. Everything I'm saying, all the music is me, and when I go out there and perform it, you know, everyone's going to be, you know, you're pretty much saying, you know, look at me, this is what I have to say. So it is, you know, it's something to sort of come to grips with.
Who are some of your touchstones for, you know, bands or artists that you listen to and not necessarily try and emulate, but that have meant a lot to you?
I guess, you know, it probably would be, you know, in those early teen years when you first develop your music taste. I mean, I remember really being into The Clash and sort of the Jungle Brothers, Run DMC kind of stuff.
Cool.
And which I get, you know, it's quite, you know, it's early hip hop. So it's more, I guess it was an attitude that I really liked from them as well. I think it was that kind of, that urban street attitude, but I really appreciated it and sort
Of
tried to emulate in my own way, I think. It's what I really responded to anyway.
And I've seen as well that you used to work in a music venue or something as well.
Yeah.
So it must have had quite a bit of, like, you know, lots of bands and artists and stuff coming through.
Yeah.
Was that kind of influential in its own way too?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it was sort of the perfect job for me to be able to go, to work at a venue, and every time you're working, you're seeing a new band. And I mean, earlier this year, I saw the Idols play.
Cool.
You know, I got to, back to back as well. I felt super lucky to watch them, you know, two nights in a row. And, you know, I hadn't really heard of them before. And, you know, getting to see them, seeing what they were doing live, and sort of, again, the attitude and the energy they brought was really, really inspiring.
They've got to be the most wholesome punks out there.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, they're not trying to pretend to be anything, or, you know, try and you know, romanticize the early years of punk. It's sort of what's happening now. Which
exactly.
Is, yeah.
And that's something that I think, you know, resonates with a lot of people in music, is stuff that feels fresh. It feels like of now and stuff too. How have you, you know, felt now that you've got these songs out there? How have people been responding? Have you been happy with the response?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, it was, I always want to try and promote something that's really, you know, original and curated, something that, you know, if you watch the video or you hear the song, it makes sense that it came from that artist. It feels like it's an extension of them.
Yeah.
So I think, and you know, I've had a lot of comments sort of along that, which has really been, you know, reassuring that it's sort of, you know, it's connecting and resonating with people the way I want it to anyway. Yeah,
Hard Out. You've also worked with Cody Nielsen on the other track, which we're going to play this morning. How did that come about?
Yeah, so that he mixed that song, so I never actually met him. It was all over email.
The eye in the sky.
Exactly. So it was all via email. So it's sort of, you know, we know each other on that basis. But I just felt with that song, it needed, you know, when you get someone to mix it, it's sort of, you know, you can't do anything more. It's sort of your time to abandon it and give it to someone else to sort of polish it and, you know, say it's done. And I think Cody was the right person to go to for that song, just because, you know, the stuff he's done, you know, Silicon, the Mint Chicks, you know, obviously UMO. Like for me, the song always felt like it lived in that space slightly.
Yeah.
So
he was
definitely the right person, I think.
Totally. Yeah. Absolute legend. Well, we're gonna listen to that song now. This one's called Teenage Queen. Thank you very much, Harper Finn, for coming up
to the
studio
Thank
this
you for
morning.
Having me.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
This is the sound of Harper Finn. The track's called Teenage Queen, mixed by Cody Nielsen. You can catch Harper Finn live tomorrow, Thursday the 25th of July, at the Ding Dong Lounge in Auckland. Jump on Under the Radar for your tickets. Thanks to Harper for popping up and chatting to us this morning. What a treat.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.